A Dark Adapted Eye by Barbara Vine. Read by Harriet Walter. Chapter 1. On the morning Vera died, I woke up very early. The birds had started, more of them, and singing more loudly in our leafy suburb than in the country. They never sang like that outside Vera's windows in the Vale of Dedham. I lay there listening to something repeating itself monotonously. A thrush, it must have been, doing what Browning said it did and singing each song twice over. It was a Thursday in August, 100 years ago. Not much more than a third of that, of course. It only feels so long. In these circumstances alone, one knows when someone is going to die. All other deaths can be predicted, conjectured, even anticipated with some certainty, but not to the hour, the minute, with no room for hope. Vera would die at 8 o'clock, and that was that. I began to feel sick. I lay there, exaggeratedly still, listening for some sound from the next room. If I was awake, my father would be. About my mother, I was less sure. She had never made a secret of her dislike of both his sisters. It was one of the things which had made a rift between them, though there they were together in the next room, in the same bed still. People did not break a marriage, leave each other, so lightly in those days. I thought of getting up, but first I wanted to make sure where my father was. There was something terrible in the idea of encountering him in the passage, both of us dressing-gowned, thick-eyed with sleeplessness, each seeking the bathroom and each politely giving way to the other.